spotting a correction here. Somebody told me it isn't that they got tattoos on their feet, the sailors of pigs and chickens, so that they wouldn't drown because pigs and chickens
got your murder info.
Can't swim. It's because when there'd be disasters at sea, the crates pigs and chickens were in would wash up on shore. So the idea was that if you put a pig and chicken tattoo on your foot, then you'd wash up on shore, hopefully alive. AM 1500.
Yeah, hi. Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi. He really needs to walk a fine line here. It's pigs and chickens, that's one thing, but also about the... but as far as pigs and chickens on people on the high seas, it goes beyond bringing a woman on board. This is almost like voodoo. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then... But it's almost like, Valdez and, where the actual, where the ship went down with the 50 guys or whatever, So he's got to be very careful here.
Careful in what way?
Well, in the sense that he's got to understand, like I said, shh, to the birds, and they stopped. You stop doing things that would, purport ongoing legacies that are negative.
How can I convey this to them?
I don't know that you could, honestly.
But it's dangerous. It's dangerous territory.
Well, look it up on the internet. I've had, a couple of friends that have perished on the seas. So, and one on the Great Lakes. So,
and the chicken and pig were involved in what way?
Excuse me?
The involvement of a chicken or pig. How did that come into play?
Because you would never mention a pig on a lake on a ship, on a boat that you're going on the, for example, the Bering Sea. And a chicken, you would never bring a live chicken on any ship.
Okay. And the reason again?
Go back 300-400 years. I don't know. Just that's the way it is.
You steer clear of chickens and pigs and water.
Hysterical?
No, I said steer clear. Steer clear of chickens and pigs on
water. Are you totally ignorant about this? I don't know. I'm just saying. I thought Mishki was actually more cognizant about this, but anything about the Great Lakes, there are a lot of superstitions.
Right.
And that's exactly what, mm-hmm. what this is all about. And you can, I can give you a dozen, but it's not a joke.
No, I said.
People have, lost family members and friends.
Because of the chicken and the pig imagery?
Oh, come on. Don't placate me. No, it's not because of that.
Well, then what's wrong with talking about that?
Don't make light of it. Because people have died. That's all. And it's not a joke.
He was just giving the reasons for why sailors put those tattoos on their feet.
You know why? Because people have died.
Well, that's not what I'm reading. I'm reading it's because pigs and chickens couldn't swim, or because they tended to wash up.
You're an idiot, Dylan.
Hello? What happens, do you think, in these instances? What just occurred? I'll go back for those who are tuning in late and just tell you how this came up. I have a story in front of me that says the following. Let me see. This is how it started. Sailors tattooed with a pig on one foot and a rooster on the other were thought to be safe from drowning because neither animal can swim. Okay, that's what I reported. That was from the London, let's see, that's from The Guardian in the UK. That's from the newspaper The Guardian. And I then received this email, and this is the extent of what I said. Mishki, I believe the pig and the rooster tattoos refer to the crates that house the pigs and the roosters. The crates always floated and ended up on land, thus by having a pig and rooster tattooed on either foot, sailors too could make it to land if their ship sank. There's the extent of what was passed along, and I received that call. This is an interesting job. Here's a guy writing. Did you hear the weird caller I had recently?
Yes.
Yeah, here's a guy writing about it. Mishki, what's with the recent caller? He was annoyingly cryptic, but it made for interesting radio. Had it gone on for a very long time, however, it would have become stale. One thing I noticed was about a third of the way through, I think it was, there was a pause and a kind of shuffling and breathing that I believe was an attempt to either cover or hold back laughter. So it could have been a silly prank, someone looking for attention, or perhaps an in-studio stunt. As a listener, I can't be sure. Maybe he was really disturbed by your comments. Either way, it's the kind of moment that makes your listeners stick around for fear of missing something extemporaneous.
Let me say something, if you don't mind, about your show.
Go ahead.
Many times, I will say to Speed, if I wasn't here in this room, I'd think this might be something that's being done in the studio. It never is. It's always real. So let me tell all your listeners, it's real.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for that. Yes.